Exclusive Ann Coulter, Media Will Protect Biden from Senile Dementia Criticism. By Robert Krajicek on March 4, 2020. News media will attempt to cover up Joe Biden's senile dementia as part of their left-wing and partisan Democrat mission, said Ann Coulter, author of Resistance is Futile: How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. In an interview on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest hosts John Binder and Ryan Gijewski, Coulter assessed Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, as a greater political threat than Joe Biden while commenting on the latter's frequent misstatements and enunciation failures. Breitbart News senior editor John Nolte similarly assessed Sanders as a greater political threat to Trump's re-election bid in an article entitled 13 Reasons Bernie Sanders is a Tougher Trump Opponent Than Joe Biden. Trump supporters should prefer a Democrat nomination of Biden over Sanders given the latter's grassroots appeal among leftists, Coulter said. I think contrary to what a lot of people think, I think Trump and Trump supporters, like me, if we want Trump to win re-election, I think Biden is a much better bet, estimated Coulter. Bernie has a lot of appealing populist issues. He may be some nut Fidel Castro admirer, but he's funny. He draws huge crowds. The media will protect Biden in a way that no Republican with that level of senile dementia that Biden has could run for president, but the media is a powerful force. They'll cover it up, they won't show us those. Listen. Coulter concluded, but there is Twitter and Breitbart to get those things out. The media will take care of a lot of that. But I think Biden is the much, much weaker candidate compared to Sanders. Also probably more dangerous if he were to win. Because he may not survive his 4 years and at this point, isn't his most likely vice presidential candidate of his at this point Stacey Abrams? Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.